Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I've seen a lot of bands go up fast and go down fast because they go in debt to people, and then people start calling the shots on them. And we always wanted to call our own shots. So, you know, I guess it took us a lot longer to do it that way, but things are starting to happen now.
Everybody, and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to our podcast and wish you a happy Monday. May the 6th be with you. Oh, whoops, that was a couple days ago. Today, we're going to wish happy birthday to a musician who's been around for a long time. We've seen it all. We just wanted to send a little quick birthday card to this person. He has been mentioned on the podcast. I'll tell you all about that in just a second. First, I want to thank everybody who has already sent in their picks for April new music. That's right. We're going to start next Monday. A week from today will be the first episode of April new music. And that means you need to get your picks in. Want to get your picks in by next Sunday, the 12th, if you can. Now, I know the 12th is Mother's Day here in this country. So if you don't want to spend your Mother's Day doing a voicemail or suburban party line call to Rockin' the Suburbs on Mother's Day, I have to sneak around away from the family to do that. Why don't you go ahead and get it done beforehand? Sure, just get it done this week if you can. But I know there was a lot of good albums that came out. I'm sure there's music that people are very excited to talk about, and evidenced by the fact we've already got 4 or 5 calls collected in the email box. So you can call us up. You can use your mobile device, create a voice file, and attach it to an email. Send it to rock@suburbspod.com, or you can call the Suburban Party Line. Just pick up that same mobile device. Does anyone have a landline telephone still? Well, you can use that. The number is 612-440-1984. Just give us a call. April, new music. Okay. We want to say happy birthday right now to Bob Seger. Mr. Bob Seger was born on May 6, 1945. That makes today his 79th birthday. Happy birthday, Bobby. I want to tell you, too, that Bob has been featured on this podcast on 3 different occasions, or the music of Bob Seger, I should say. We've never actually had Bob. It'd be great to get him. But anybody knows Bob, you know, let him know. We'd be happy to discuss his life and career with him. Maybe on his 80th birthday, he might want to do that. Anyhow, back on episode 485, we're going way back in the stacks, Mark Neese called up and talked about a Christmas song, a holiday song that Bob Seger recorded back when he was working with The Last Herd. Bob Seger and The Last Herd recorded Sock It to Me Santa. So go back to episode 485 and check that one out. On episode 1144, Keith Jacobson, who happens to also be the general manager of the Rockin' the Suburbs radio station, talked about songs about Kalamazoo, Michigan, or from Kalamazoo, one of the two. And Bob Seger is featured in that one as well. And then episode 1221, 1221, at the very first Suburbs Fest, it was that same guy, Mr. Mark Neese, a wonderful human being, an absolute gem of a human being, talked about early Bob Seger and his love for Bob Seger. So he talked about the Seger system, the early stuff that Bob did in his inimitable blue collar style in the 1960s and 70s. And it's very interesting, and it gives you a good outline. A lot of the early Bob Seger music that Mark discussed on that episode is not available on streaming services, and I'm not sure if it is to this day. At least the one that I use mainly does not have some of these early albums like Mongrel from 1970, Brand New Morning from 71, Smokin' OPs from 72, Back in 72, etc. So it's kind of an interesting, complicated situation. So sometimes feels good with Seger. You got to find the vinyl. Or you got to find the reissue out there, or you go to YouTube and look it up, because it may be there. But you know you can find it if you look hard enough, listener. And if you're in the mood for some Bobby Seger, I'll tell you, on his birthday is a great time to listen to it. But also, I want to tell you that the album that turned me on to Bob Seger personally was the live album, Live Bullet. This album was released in the year 1976. It was recorded September 4th and 5th in the previous year, 75, at Cobo Hall in Detroit. What's interesting about this anecdote is that it all happened for me on one magical Christmas Eve. I was at my cousin's house. I was probably about, 12 years old or something like that. And before the family events, before we had to go to church and stuff, the family was gathering, me and my cousins, who were, 2 and 3 years older than me, I believe, or maybe 2 and 4. They were much hipper and older and smarter than me, and they were into music. And my older cousin had 2 albums that he played and showed me that night. One was Kiss Alive, and the other one was this Live Bullet by Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. And interestingly, they were both recorded, or parts of Alive anyway, recorded at Cobo Hall in Detroit, which is where the entirety of Bob Seger's Live Bullet was recorded. And of course, that became the album I had to save up my money and get. I had to get Kiss Alive first and maybe a couple other Kiss albums, but I did eventually get Live Bullet and love it. I mean, I think it's just a great song. There's starts off with, you know, that soul side of Bob Seger with the cover of Tina Turner's Nutbush City Limits. There's a Van Morrison cover on there. There's a Bo Diddley cover. Got an excellent version of one of his early hits, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. A great, great song, and I personally love, called Get Out of Denver, is on this record. And Beautiful Loser, what an incredible version of a song that is. And it all closes with something that says it just right, Let It Rock, Chuck Berry cover. So we just wanted to take a minute here to say happy birthday to Bob. Ask you to listen to some Bob Seger today. Just listen to a little Bob Seger. Brighten up your day. Go back and pull out Live Bullet if you want some good rock and roll music to get you back to the feeling of good rock and roll out of the heartland. And we won't even mention, you know, Bob's close friendship with the Eagles. We'll let that one slide. Heartache Tonight, won't bring it up. We will let all that go because it's Bob's birthday. It's his day, and we are just doing our little part to say happy birthday to you, Bob Seger. So with that, folks, here's a little something from the live album I just mentioned. Get a little Bob Seger in your day today, folks, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. I still remember it was all a man in blue was shining. A 60 Cadillac was roaring through Nebraska riding. Doing 120, man, the fields was bending over. Headed out for the mountains, knowing we was traveling further. All the fires were blazing, and the spinning wheels were turning, turning. Hell, my cousin Simon, brother, brother, she was burning, burning. Baptist preaching, Southern funky school teacher. She had a line on something heavy, but we couldn't reach her. We told her that we needed something that would get us going. She pulled out all she had and laid it on the counter, showing all I had to do was stay my money down and pick it up. I came busting in and then we lit out in a pickup truck and go. Get out of Timber, better go, go. Get out of Timber, better go. Get out of Timber, better go, go. Get out of Timber, cause you look just like a commie. Get out.
don't really need the money anymore. It's just, it's what we do. We're pretty proud of it.